Lace up your hiking boots and pull out your flashlights. This Halloween, we're taking you on what some call one of Washington's most haunted hikes. It passes through the site of the nation's deadliest avalanche, a lesser-known part of Washington history. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has the story.
The Cascade Mountains are full of stories, some harrowing and some tragic. This story is a bit of both. First, we'll set the scene with the help of some fellow travelers, John Williams and Jennifer Lupin.
We're taking a little trip through time here and traveling along the old Cascade Highway. Our next stop, a hike along the Iron Goat Trail.
So this hike is at around 2,400 feet elevation. It's good for a rainy day hike, but I would keep an eye on the snow levels.
And as you'll see, the area has seen its share of snow, a tragedy unseen since 1910. The hike travels along the Great Northern Railway grade and remnants of the original Cascade Tunnel near the former Wellington Town site. Along the trail, people have reportedly experienced hands grabbing at them and heard screams or whispered voices. Medium Jill Dell posted this YouTube video after a recent hike. She's standing near a tunnel.
There's definitely a lot of water. They say that it's closed down because of flash flooding.
And this is where my equipment malfunctioned.
So she came back later and recorded this, talking to what she called entities or people in the tunnel.
So that I can share your story.
To Dell, that's a pretty unhappy disembodied voice telling her to piss off. But author Gary Crist doesn't believe all the mumbo jumbo. He's literally written the book about the 1910 avalanche that struck the area, killing 96 people.
It's hard to forget that so many people died there.
As he puts it, this disaster added up to the decimation of an entire community. This hiking trail was just opening as Crist finished his book, The White Cascade. In 1910, a snowstorm unlike any seen in years trapped a passenger train and a mail train at the tiny town of Wellington, built by and for the railroad.
It's up in the middle of nowhere. There wouldn't be a town there if it hadn't been for the railroad.
On the mountainside, avalanches of Cascade cement further boxed people in, one after another. Days later, their luck ran out. A bolt of lightning during a raging storm sent snow cascading downhill. The wave of snow blasted through town, later described by a survivor as white death moving down the mountainside.
You can find old pieces of twisted metal from the two trains that fell over into the ravine.
Rescuers scrambled, digging out more than 20 people. Nearly two-thirds of the people who died were rail workers.
The lesson is that you can make all the right decisions in an emergency situation and yet still not avoid tragedy.
The railroad, he says, was crucial to developing this country. And unfortunately, accidents happened. A lot.
It's moving to just be there and to know what happened there. But really brings it home to you that this is something that actually happened, and it happened in this place.
From the Iron Horse to the Iron Goat Trail, this hike's name is inspired by the Great Northern Railway logo. You can't miss the history and mystery enmeshed with the landscape. I'm Courtney Flatt.